Growing the Game with Ballsy is a podcast dedicated to growing the game of football in Saskatchewan. Each week, Michael Ball will talk with Rider guests, but he'll also highlight amateur athletes, coaches, and builders in this province growing the game we love. Now, here's Ballsy.
Thanks very much for checking it out. Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by great sponsors like Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan, Face First Medical Aesthetics above Gabo's on Dewdney Avenue, Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina, Mark Greshner Photography, Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn, and SAS Selects Football. If you've got a football story you'd like me to highlight, please drop me a line on my Growing the Game with Ballsy Facebook page or email me at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. And let's grow the game in this province by promoting our own. And remember to share this podcast with your football friends and family. And if you want to give me a Google review, that'd be great too. Time now for our homegrown segment for Riviere Ag Seeds in Radville, Southern Saskatchewan's premium certified seed grower, delivering homegrown certified Durham yellow peas and chickpeas. I love Paul Riviere and his family for giving back to the community through this podcast. Today in the homegrown segment, it's former Regina Ram Catlin Schneider, who is now making a name for himself in the world of curling, a sport that's having a tough time getting on track during this pandemic. Right here on Growing the Game with Ballsy, we talk football, but we talk with football players who continue to play sports, but different sports. This would be Catlin Schneider, former Regina Ram. Hey, you just had a birthday. How old are you now, big man?
No, I'm 29, pushing the big 30.
Oh, times are tough, eh? Times are tough.
Oh, big time.
Shut up, buddy. I wish I was 29 again. Hey, before we get to the topic of the day as it relates to curling, you and I were at an establishment the other day. We were having a nice talk. I looked over your shoulder. I saw a dude sitting in a cubicle with his woman, and he had his shoes off with his socks out. Isn't that... there's one thing to go into a restaurant with flip-flops on if it's the summer, right? It's another thing, isn't it, to hang your socks out of your shoes in a restaurant, like in November?
You know what? I've seen it all in this province. It's just it's okay as long as you didn't have his socks on with flip-flops on at the same time.
So. Yeah, that's true. Okay, so, Catlin, we're talking curling here now. People would remember you from the Dunstone rink, but now you're with Flash Gordon there, Colton Flash, but you're having a tough time getting started up here. Tell us about these ridiculous COVID curling rules.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind here. So, you know, we were told we can kind of do, you know, what we can and can't do. And we thought we were kind of following the rules. And we've been shut down a couple times now. So it's been pretty tough to do anything. I mean, typically, you know, we're all over the world. You know, I've been in, you know, China, Sweden, South Korea, you know, the last couple of years. And all over the States, all over Canada. And you know, this year, it's a little different. We were told that we can't leave the province. So, okay, that's fine, you know. We're going to try to curl around the province, and now we're just getting shut down everywhere we try to curl. So, yeah, it's been pretty tough to get any games in and get the ball rolling.
What's their reasoning?
Well, they're telling us we can't leave the province. No sports can leave the province. So, you know, my issue with that is, well, you know, everyone else is leaving the province for work, and this is kind of what we do for work. Mm-hmm. All sports were essentially sanctioned, you know, at once. You know, they weren't looking at all to any different sports at all in a different case. Essentially, any sport you play, you can't leave the province, okay, number one. And then number two, they're just essentially trying to keep every sport down to a certain minimum of players. And they said of originally 10 people per sheet, so that's kind of what we were following, and now kind of the rules have changed a bit. And I think they're saying less than 50 people total. But our thing is, you know, we're social distancing out there, and we've made sure that there's not that many people out there at one time. So, the rules are a little bit unclear, which is unfortunate, but it's making it really tough for us to play at all.
So we'll get to that in a second. But don't you hate, like I hate, and I hate this. I've said this many times in this podcast, on my Wolf Morning Show, when I'm doing Sports Cage. I hate where we're picking and choosing where we can get this virus. You and I are in an establishment here recently. There are way more than 50 people in the entire establishment. I've called peewee football games at Libel Field and Adam and peewee football games. That's grade 5 to grade 8 or grade 4 to grade 8. state, but we can't have high school football. We can have 150 people in an SJHL hockey rink, but we can't have that many in a dirty curling rink. Those dirty curlers. Like, don't you hate? Like, I talked to Ben Hebert about this. Ben Hebert's like, I can drive to the rink with my teammates. We can share a dressing room, but we can't sweep together. We can only have one sweeper.
Yeah, the rules don't make a lot of sense, that's for sure. And you know what, I appreciate everything, you know, Saskatchewan Health Authority and the Ministry of Health are trying to do to, you know, keep everyone safe, and that's great. But, I mean, we got to go a little deeper. I understand maybe that, okay, you know, a 30-person, you know, pee-wee hockey team or whatever, you know, whatever age group they are, say they're 12 years old, maybe 30 of them with all their parents, shouldn't maybe travel to Calgary. Maybe that's a little unnecessary, you know, but it's a little different for us. I mean, this is our job. We're professionals, right? So for four of us to go in a car to Calgary, isolate the whole time and come back and be safe is a little different than, you know, some of the other cases that could, you know, come of that. So I just think that we need to look at all different, you know, from all different angles and all different sports, because, you know, things aren't just the same in every sport. I mean, like, you know, you can go to Calgary tomorrow for fun. Do whatever you want. Go golfing, go do whatever you want. Go to a bar, go work, go whatever. But so let's really, like, dive into this is kind of my thing.
And I did that. I took my daughter and we went down with my brother and his kid and wife, and we got on a tube and we floated down the Bow River in downtown Calgary in the summer. And lots of people around us, and nobody's social distancing. That's what I hate. I hate picking and choosing. But, you know, we can have a restaurant open, but you know, Colton Flash's team can't earn money playing curling. And never mind that, Catlin. How about, like, some of these curling clubs? Like, I think of one of my favorites, like the Highland Curling Club or whatever. Like, think about that. These curling clubs could be out of business.
Well, yeah, and they're very worried about that. I mean, I feel terrible about it, because that's essentially, you know, this weekend we were supposed to have an event there that would have, you know, brought in their revenue that they need to survive. You know, they don't make money, a lot of money on, like, actually, like, you know, club payments or, you know, league fees. It's more, you know, getting in there, you know, eating the food, having a couple drinks. You know, that's where they make their money. And if they can't do that, they can't stay open. So it's really sad, because, you know, we're not only just dealing with the fact that we can't curl at, you know, some of these bonus fields, we're actually dealing with, you know, 168 clubs in Saskatchewan that might not be able to keep the doors open. So I think we really need to think about this a little deeper. That's for
so,
sure.
So a Saskatchewan team hasn't won the Brier since 1980. Rick Folk, I know you curlers, you men curlers are getting sick of hearing it, but it's funny because, and I don't mean funny and ha-ha, but Dunstone's team, your old team, is talking about going to Alberta to play now, moving and playing in Alberta. How about the Flash team with Catlin Schneider? Have you guys discussed that?
Yeah, we're definitely kind of looking at every option. I mean, it's tough for us, you know, we're, you know, in the next generation program and hoping to be in Olympic trials. So, you know, if you're not curling and every other province around you is curling, all the teams are allowed to curl, their bonus fields are going at, you know, obviously in a safe manner, and doing the right things and wearing masks and social distancing. But if we can't play, like, it's a big time issue for down the road, right? Like, what happens when we go to, say, you know, the pre-trials or something like that? Like, are we going to be up to the same pedigree as other teams? So we're looking at all our options, that's for sure. And we're hoping to have talks with the Sask Health Ministry the Sask Health Authority, and, you know, we're hoping that they'll chat at least and just hear us out, you know, like at least let's have a talk about it and let's figure out, you know, the best way for us to do this. So, you know, there's all these rapid tests coming out that you can actually test yourself as soon as you get back in the province, and we want to be a part of that. And Curl Canada has made it known that they're willing to support that and help us out financially for that, just so that, you know, the top athletes around Canada are allowed to travel and actually play, a little bit against the top teams and, you know, gearing up for next year's Olympic trials.
Yeah, for sure. Catlin, one more quick question for you. Now, you obviously loved a lot of sports growing up as a kid. You excelled at football, and you're excelling at curling now, and hopefully that continues. But just a thought on, you know, your concerns about the CFL going forward, and even your alma mater, the Regina Rams, because I'll tell you what, I know Regina Rams can survive one season not playing, but I don't know about two. Like, I'm concerned about university and junior football going forward.
Yeah, I mean, they're in the same spot we are, like a lot of sports. I mean, you can only go so long without, you know, playing some games or having some funding coming in or, you know, making some money in the stands. Like, yeah, I'm worried, that's for sure. And it's definitely close to my heart. So I'm really praying that, you know, a lot of guys can get back out there no matter what sport it is and get playing again and, you know, do what they love and pursue their passion. Because, I mean, you know, yeah, programs might not last, and there's also, you know, guys that are, you know, hoping to make it professional, and that if they can't play for a couple of years, and yeah, it's over for them.
Well, yeah, and you know, the one thing that we talk about, we touch on it, I'm actually looking at doing something here in town for athletes and artists and musicians, is starting like for a mental health fund for young kids, because I think that mental health side, we talk a good game about mental health, but I think we're overlooking mental health as it relates to this. We're curling up in a ball and in the fetal position over COVID, and I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. My son got it, as I've talked about, we talked about the other night, but at the same time, you can't make the cure worse than the disease. Like, we're gonna have economic, mental ramifications, a lot of ramifications for this.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of, you know, it's quite well known that, you know, a lot of people struggle with that, and a lot of people's out is getting on the field or getting on the ice, or, you know, and being able to kind of, you know, release that anger in a proper way through sport and through competition. It's really sad, and I'm a guy who needs to be able to become competing at something almost every day. If I'm not, I'm not happy, and I'm not as good of a person in the latter. So man, there's no answer. There's no perfect answer, but we got to get people up playing sports again. That's for sure. I mean, like, if there's anything, you know, people are getting sick and having problems, but if there's any fix, it's, you know, letting guys get out there in a safe way and do what they do.
You're not getting any younger either. 29. I mean, you're a graybeard almost.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and my body feels old. That's,
I was gonna say,
after the years of football.
I was gonna say, with years of football, like, what 29's young, I'm joking, but what kind of hurts? Is it the elbow? Is it the knees? What's hurting?
Mostly the shoulders these days. Yeah,
really?
I had my knee done a while ago. It's not too bad. You know, it bugs me from time to time, but yeah, the shoulders. I mean, from taking that many hits as a punt returner to, you know, now using those shoulders in full capacity for sweeping, they've taken a beating, and they're definitely feeling it. But
I bet you wouldn't trade it.
Technology these days will help out with that.
I bet you wouldn't trade a thing, though.
Mm-mm. Not for a second. I'm playing sports until I literally can't move any limb again.
I love it, man. It was nice to see you the other day, and I hope things work out for you. Hopefully you get to stay in Saskatchewan and a place, so, you know, that would mean somebody pull their head out of their ass and do the right thing. But good luck, Catlin. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Ballsy. Cheers. Good to see you, bud.
Well, just before we put the wraps on episode 213 of Growing the Game with Ballsy, the spread for Sunday's Chiefs-Jets game is so crazy, people are betting on the Jets to cover it. Kansas City, of course, defending champs, they're 6-1. The lowly Jets, which stands for just end the season, they're 0-7. But could they cover the point spread of 20.5 points? Lucky for you and for me, I'm in touch with everybody. I know a guy I can call for advice on this one. So let's do it.
Sal Sandwiches. Oh, it's you. Okay, you didn't hear from me, but Mahomes, he's going home by halftime. Listen. Benny and the Jets. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Smooth, not chunky peanut butter is a better spread. You get me? The spread covers the bread. I gotta go.
This has been Growing the Game with Ballsy. If you have a football story you'd like to share to help us grow the game, email Michael Ball at mball@harvardbroadcasting.com. Ballsy can be heard weekdays in Regina on 104.9 The Wolf Morning Show and during Saskatchewan Roughriders and U of R Rams broadcasts on 620 CKRM.